So, Lee, you're no stranger to the Northwest.
No, yeah.
Is that like coming home?
It's great to be back into English football. Enjoyed my year up in Scotland, learned a lot from it and had a thoroughly good time. But this was a good opportunity, a club with an owner who's very ambitious and looking forward to it and excited by the challenge.
I talked a lot about ambition, but also it had to work for you. Is it basically the vision of what the chairman's got, Stuart Day, for Bury FC?
Absolutely. This purchase of this, you know, development, this, you know, training facility, it's fantastic. The opportunity, the stadium, the new one on the horizon in 2019 potentially, and what his plans are in terms of squad and player recruitment going forward, in terms of making us stronger. The short term goal is to stay in the league, and then can we plan on trying to be at the other end of the table the following season? So that was the ambition that attracted us to leave a job I was very happy in.
And your CV means that you're no stranger to having a few battles, and you've done quite well. So, you know, what you did with Kilmarnock in just 12 months is kind of, I guess, what he's hoping for you to replicate here at Bury.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I had obviously a relegation battle in one of the seasons I had at Birmingham, which we got through, and then I've done the same at Kilmarnock and then changed the squad around. So that's what I'm looking to do here. So I have the experience, so there'll be no knee-jerk reactions to situations. We'll be doing it in a cool and calm and calculated way, and we understand the situation, and then hopefully you can survive that, you get through that, and then you can build for the future. So, and obviously I know this league well with my time from Huddersfield, where I had a lot of success. So that's where we're looking to be, and as I said, very, very excited.
What are you going to bring to Bury? One of the lads you've worked with many a time, Peter Clark, who is now at Oldham and was at Bury, played for you a few times, says that you make the lads work hard. Is that your ethos?
Yeah, I want them to be extremely fit, because no matter where they are ability-wise, if they're the fittest they can be, they can play to their maximum, whatever their maximum is, their potential, and whether what type of player they are, whether they're a skillful player, a goal scorer, a hard-working midfield player, a ball winner, an aggressive defender. If you're at your fittest, you can do it to the best of your ability. So every day we train as hard as we possibly can, so you can replicate it on a match day. And if the players give me that, and for whatever reason you don't get the results because you don't get the run of the ball or a bit unlucky, there's nothing you can do. You just move on to the next game. Where you can challenge people is if we don't believe you're getting the maximum effort out of them. And I think every football fan at every club deserves that at least. So that's what I demand from the players. And if they give me that, they'll get me total support.
They've Bury have blooded a lot of young players recently, and the chairman talks about the importance of developing the academy players. Is that something that you enjoy working with? You know, some managers keep players, the youth academy, away from the first team and everything else, but what's your belief in that?
Yeah, my philosophy fits in with that. I like to be in the same site as the young players to get to know them and have a relationship with them and the staff. It's crucial. We're all one, you know, academy staff and first team staff. We all want the same goal, to be successful for Bury. My history is I blood young players. I don't look at birth certificates, I look at their ability. So I have a reputation of giving many youngsters their debuts in all the clubs I've been at. I'm all for young players. That was the way I made my name in the game, coming through as a young player, to be given an opportunity. So there's lots of talent there, and they just need to be given a chance. And sometimes they get restricted because, you know, people feel they're too young and inexperienced. Well, that can work in their favour as well. So there's not a problem for me fielding young players. It's something I've enjoyed doing, and I do like to see them progress. Some of those young players I've given opportunities to are now playing in the Premier League.
It's
very nice on a Saturday night sitting watching Match of the Day, and you see many of them are now playing in the English Premier League. You feel very proud for what they're doing.
Love that. Chesterfield on Saturday, not a big game, you know, they're only in the bottom four as well. Are you feeling about
they're
that?
All big, but of course the next one's the biggest.
And your first that
and my first, yeah, of course, you want to get off to a good start, you want to make a good impression. is there much I can do? No, the team have had two positive results. Chris has done really well with the group. They look like they're getting a bit of confidence back. Two clean sheets, 4 points from six. Go again, you know. The lads who are playing obviously are doing well. Probably deserve to, when you're playing well, you try and keep the same team in continuity. And it's me making assessments quickly, getting a watching brief. So hopefully the team can continue to get the positive results they have in the last couple of games, and it, you know, can a win could potentially take well to the bottom four. So it's a big incentive for us all.
And what's your ambition? 14 games left. What's your ambition? What's your absolute goal?
This short term is to win as many as possible to stay in the league, and then obviously the next objective is to be challenging at the other end and to progress the football club. And
you're missing the championship.
That's what they, well, no, you want to work at the highest level. Yeah. And I'm no different. And I've experienced that before. Want to get back there, and then you want to go again. If you get to the championship, you've got to have ambition. If you haven't got the ambition, don't come into the game, because you need to want to be better every day. So tomorrow I want to be better than I was today. Saturday I want to be better than I was Friday. And that goes every day. So that's what we're looking to do.